name is Toby Catman, and I'm the head of chambers at Guernica 37, and I'm one of the co-founders of the Guernica Group. As Picasso once famously said, art is not truth. Art is an untruth that makes us realise the truth that is given us to understand. On that note, we would like to introduce you to the Guernica Accountability Podcast, a series of discussions that will look at issues of truth, justice, and accountability from around the world. Issues of international law, issues of foreign policy, issues of international and national tribunals, and how they operate. We thought long and hard about how to introduce the podcast series. We also set this up at a time where the world is confronted with an unprecedented crisis, the coronavirus, and it has forced us all to think very differently about how we work. We decided that the best way to introduce our idea was to introduce Guernica and tell you what Guernica means to all of those that make up our group. To me, Guernica represents values. It represents a family. It represents a movement.
My name is Almudena Bernabeu, and I'm the co-founder and one of the directors of the Guernica Group. The Guernica Group, it's an international initiative that attempts to bring together litigators, investigators, experts in criminal and international law, in an effort to conceive legal strategies and to provide legal services based on international issues and international matters, but having always the perspectives of pursuing justice efforts for human rights violations and advancing the rule of law. We provide international legal services to a wide array of individuals, estates, and organizations. We try to go beyond a strict legal service, and we try to conceive strategies, comprehensive in nature, with a focus on international law and international human rights, but aware as well as matters of transitional justice. We have knowledge and capacity within of attending matters of common law as well as continental or civil law. We understand that a legal service has to also include public advocacy, strategic communications, and many other matters that will guarantee the services that we believe should be provided.
We founded the Guernica Group in 2017. First of all, we established the chambers, Guernica 37. We also founded the non-profit side of our work, which is the Guernica Centre for International Justice. And we established a law office, G37 Despacho, which has now become G37 Centro, which is a non-profit arm based in Madrid. We wanted to establish a legal group that worked on a particular type of cases, but was truly international in the way that it operated. And I think that is what we have achieved.
Me and my colleagues, we're very lucky. We live in a country that is an actual functioning democracy, and we have all those associated freedoms. As a result, we can, within reason, say what we want, when we want, where we want. There are millions across the world that can't do that. And therefore, I see it as a moral obligation to use my voice to assist those who cannot express theirs. Guernica is a voice. Carl Buckley, barrister at Guernica 37.
This is Michael Reed Hurtado. I'm the Director of Operations at the Guernica Center for International Justice. Guernica is a strategic grouping that aims to promote creative social responses to the impunity that qualifies the crimes of the powerful.
My name is Pilar Lobelle. I am Associate Member of Guernica.
My name is Ibrahim Olabi, and I'm a barrister at Guernica 37.
For me, Guernica is inspiration, is commitment and creativity.
Through the work it does, you can see its strong commitment to values and principles.
I'm Najib Momen. I am an associate of Guernica 37 International Justice Chamber. Guernica 37 is like a breath of fresh air for me. I've been working at Guernica for the last 3 years. Working for Guernica not only gives me professional satisfaction, it also gives me spiritual fulfillment. In every assignment, I feel like I'm contributing something to the humanity.
We take on different types of cases. We work in many different parts of the world. And we have a platform made up of lawyers and non-lawyers that is truly international in scope.
My name is Gemma Gutierrez. I have been working as a lawyer at Guernica for 3 years.
My name is Omar Suleiman, and I am the current pupil at Guernica 37 Chambers.
My name is Rebecca Wedi. I work at Guernica promoting victims' participation before the transitional justice mechanisms in Colombia, following the 2016 peace agreement.
My name is Julia Bustamante. I'm a legal intern in Guernica.
My name is Saul, and I have been working in Guernica for 2 years from Madrid.
My name is Nadine Dehan, and I'm an intern with Guernica. To me, Guernica represents a force for justice, championing human rights and accountability, and it is this uniqueness of Guernica's focus on justice that makes it so invaluable.
Guernica is about people.
My name is Ned Vuciak, and I'm senior clerk at Guernica 37. I'm very happy that I'm part of such professional human rights organization.
My name is Victoria, and I'm in charge of administration and finances.
My name is Chelsea Chu. For me, Guernica represents the true nature of people.
I am Juliana Galindo, consultant of the Colombian program for the Guernica Center for International Justice.
I'm incredibly proud of the system we've set up, and I'm incredibly proud to work with the people who make up the Guernica group.
You don't often come across chambers dedicated solely to international criminal and human rights law, which is an extremely important area of practice, particularly for transitioning states and for the enforcement of human rights standards globally.
Guernica means a unique opportunity to work hand by hand with the people that has been affected by the conflict and support innovative and collective ways for achieving justice, peace and reconciliation.
We are present in many countries and economies around the world, in regions such as Latin America, South Asia, Eastern Europe, and West and Central Africa, and many other countries.
For me, Guernica means two things. Firstly, providing accountability to victims of human rights violations and crimes of the most serious nature that are committed by states. But secondly, and importantly, also working with states to minimise the opportunity of future crimes or violations taking place.
The work focuses on what's right in the world. And the people there focus on all of us, making things better for all of us. It is a great thing to be involved with.
We are committed as a group to voice and accompany those that are usually left behind. We work directly with victims, but we also assess states, institutions, and companies on how to integrate a comprehensive vision of justice and human rights in their policies and activities.
Guernica is about practicing law through a technical and creative approach that ensures a people-centered focus whilst we craft responses to human suffering through localized action. Local partnerships are crucial in our ways of action.
We have created a partnership basis on values to build a stronger and democratic society that protects human rights. We have a role to find out solutions on international and domestic law to mitigate the impact of conflicts all over the world.
When I compare Guernica with other organizations, I just can't find something similar.
It is an entity where everyone is genuinely valued.
Guernica means working directly for and with victims of human rights violations to ensure their rights are fulfilled. A commitment towards people who have worked their entire lives towards ensuring peace and justice for their communities. The Guernica approach is like a megaphone that amplifies the voice, the expectations, and the demands of the victims at the very center of the transitional justice mechanisms.
Guernica is a necessary organization to defend the interests of all those victims of human rights abuses and to help them raise their voices up. No one should feel alone, ashamed, nor invisible when fighting for justice.
So, yeah, Guernica is a voice.
Thank you for listening. You can get to know Guernica and our work better by following our accountability podcast. We hope to bring to you interesting discussions, provocative ideas, and reflections about accountability conceptually as a mechanism towards justice in moments of crisis like the one we are currently facing.